You're listening to Morning Edition on Red River Radio. Centenary College's Meadows Museum of Art has a photography retrospective up until the end of the month titled Images of Excellence, the O. Winston Link Centennial. Commentator Gary Joyner is here with this profile of O. Winston Link.
From the time that Matthew Brady and Alexander Gardner pioneered outdoor photography during the Civil War, people have examined the world around them in different ways. The photographer as artist is just as important as the artist who works in oils or watercolor. What Ansel Adams was to black and white nature photography, O. Winston Link was to railroad and night photography. His classic steam locomotive photographs and sound recordings remain the best ever produced. Perhaps the best known of his images is a 1950s night photograph named Hot Shot Eastbound, with a steam locomotive in West Virginia rushing behind a drive-in movie theater, cars filled with viewers. On the movie screen is an image of a jet fighter aircraft. Born near the beginning of World War I, Link grew up in Brooklyn, New York. He took up photography as a hobby during high school. He was fascinated by the technical side of photography and built his own enlargement equipment while still a teenager. He attended the Polytechnic Institute of Brooklyn, where he studied engineering. Following college, Link worked as a photographer for a public relations firm in New York. Some of his photographs were featured in Life magazine. A bout with mumps affected his hearing and disqualified him from military service during World War II. Instead, he worked at Columbia University in the Airborne Instruments Laboratory, where he combined his engineering training with his photographic skills. After the war, he was self-employed as an industrial photographer. During the mid-1950s, O. Winston Link was the right man in the perfect time and place to record the end of the steam locomotive era. Working in Virginia and West Virginia, he documented the Norfolk and Western Railway and its transition from steam to diesel-powered locomotives. From 1955 through 1960, he took over 2,400 images, many at night, as the lifespan of the great steam locomotives was declining. No other photographer has ever captured the elegance, the brute power, and the near-magical qualities of the huge behemoths as they chugged through the night, belching giant clouds of white steam and black smoke. Link's eye for the technical and the ethereal is unmatched. He also created color images of the Norfolk and Western, particularly where the routes served the mountainous communities of the region. His photography graced Trains magazine, and his work reached new levels when he released a set of 6 phonograph records with the railroad sounds he recorded while conducting his photographic sessions. In 1983, his work crossed the country in a traveling exhibition, which earned him broad acclaim. While his great love was trains, Link made his living in advertising. His work in New York brought praise for his industrial photography. During his later years, he suffered from Alzheimer's disease. He was seen in a cameo role as a railroad engineer in the film October Sky in 1999. He died of a heart attack on January 30, 2001. A museum of his work is found in Roanoke, Virginia, fittingly a former Norfolk and Western passenger terminal. O. Winston Link was a passionate man of great insight and ability. His work photographing the end of the steam locomotive era provides us with a rich fabric of images and sounds that demonstrate that history matters.
Commentator Gary Joyner is a history professor at LSU Shreveport. History Matters is made possible in part by the Louisiana Endowment for the Humanities and Louisiana Cultural Vistas magazine.